On today's Growth Points, I want to speak to you about resources from Striving Together Publications, and two in particular that I really want you to consider. The first one is a free resource, and it's simply called America Tomorrow. It's an eightfold call to Baptist pastors. You can hear the entire material taught if you log on at lancasterbaptist.org, click on the Spiritual Leadership Conference audio portion, and listen to the lesson I taught entitled America Tomorrow. With that lesson, we provided free for the pastors about a 200-page resource called America Tomorrow, and it gives 8 steps on how we can work together through revival, church planting, through campus ministries, through praying for leadership and encouraging those who take the right stand, and involving our people in taking the right stand in soul winning, as well as writing our elected officials. It's a very systematic approach. There were several men who helped me write this particular book, America Tomorrow. It's available free for the request at Striving Together. Just log on at Striving Together or give us a call. They'll send it to you for free. We'll send it to any Baptist pastor for free. And it's our prayer that you'll take advantage of that. The second resource that I'm praying every Biblical Baptist in America will read is the book entitled The Road Ahead. I've already given hundreds of this book away to pastors, and we've sold many, many books as well. And I want to encourage you today, if you have a copy, to purchase copies for pastors in your state. If you don't have a copy, purchase a copy for yourself, or if you just really can't purchase it, give us a call. We'll send it out to you. Why am I so encouraging pastors to read The Road Ahead? Because of the content. I believe it helps us to address issues that are being discussed, whether we're going to address them or not, and then to rightly respond to those issues. What do we do with a tarnished name? How do we handle the fact that some people view the independent fundamental Baptist label as a difficulty? What do we do with that problem? And we don't deny the truth. We certainly don't back away from biblical distinctives. But how do we address that? And that leads to chapter 2, remaining steadfast in the truth. And chapter 3, a comprehensive look at our heritage. How did the independent Baptist come into being? And certainly we have a rich, rich heritage as Baptists, and then as Baptists who stepped out of denominations for very important reasons. And those reasons are discussed here in chapter 3. Chapter 4, I talk about how to enjoy biblical fellowship without becoming an isolationist. And in many circles, independent has become isolationist. And God's called us to fellowship. And we discuss how we can work together in church planting, in missions, and why that's such a blessing. Then I talk in chapter 5 about how to confront sin and false teaching in ministry. What do we do when there are situations or preachers that use our label, like Fred Phelps, who pickets the military funerals and calls himself a fundamentalist Baptist? What do you tell your people about something like that? He certainly is not a part of the circles that I'm aware of, certainly not a part of the Bible-believing biblical Baptist that I fellowship with. And I want our people to know that right up front, lest there's discouragement in their heart. And then I talk in chapter number 6 about the imbalances that have existed in many of the different churches. Not the majority, but some. We talk about 10 imbalances that I believe all of us need to consider and let the Holy Spirit make adjustments in our own lives. It goes on to discuss the importance of being a grace giver. We talk about Romans 14 and how to apply that with other pastors and friends in ministry. That's why we're independent in the first place, because there's going to be some minor differences. And how does the scripture speak to that? I talk about how to engage young pastors in the conversation. A lot of young pastors feel that we are unapproachable. They're just walking away into another group with as many problems or more. And we need to know how to talk lovingly and faithfully to these men. I talk also about getting back to soul winning. And I talk about how to identify ourselves in the future using wisdom. The Road Ahead, it's a book that I've written from my pastor's heart to your pastor's heart. And I want to encourage you to pick up a copy, share a copy this summer. I believe that God will use the material to refresh, to encourage, and to help you as you forge along and launch out for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm praying God blesses you this summer. May God richly use you for His glory.